This is Dr. Thabolingam dictating a psychiatric evaluation on Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E, Skipper, S-K-I-P-P-E-R, period. The medical record number is 152468, period. The date is 10-14-2013, period. Paragraph, the identifying data, patient is a 75-year-old widowed Afro-American female, period. Date of birth is 5-6-1938, period. The address is Cedar Wood, assisted living, period. Paragraph, the reason for evaluation is 1, history of schizophrenia, comma, schizoaffective disorder and dementia. Number 2, medication review, period. Paragraph, the history of personal illness. This 75-year-old female was placed at Cedar Woods Manor on 10-2-2013 from St. Mary's Hospital, period. The patient was admitted to this facility on multiple medications, including Xanax, 0.5 milligrams every 6 hours, Bumax, 1 milligram tablet daily, Aricept, 5 milligrams at bedtime, Lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, Remeron, 15 milligrams at bedtime, Namenda, 5 milligrams, 2 tablets every 12 hours, Zyprexa, 2.5 milligrams at bedtime, Oxybutynin, 5 milligrams 3 times a day, Trilofone, 8 milligrams at bedtime, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents daily, Mirapex, M-I-R-A-P-E-X, 0.5 milligrams daily, Provostatin, 20 milligrams daily, Recoup, 1 milligram daily, period. Paragraph, the patient since admission to the hospital has been, the assisted living has been complaining about being at the assisted living, period. The patient was also angry with the son who was allegedly responsible for her to be at the assisted living, period. Paragraph, the patient says that before she was hospitalized and placed at this facility, she was living by herself with a son, period. There appears to be some concerns about the care that she was receiving while at home, period. The patient was allegedly referred to APS worker, but the hospital was not able to find any detailed information about this, period. Patient reports that she did very well and that she has no complaint about the care that she's receiving at this facility, period. Paragraph, the past secondary history, according to the information from the St. Mary's Hospital, the patient has a history of multiple previous psychiatric hospitalizations, period. She had been variously diagnosed as schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, and dementia, period. She was recently discharged from the hospital on the medications as stated previously, period. She has been medication compliant, period. She has not been aggressive or hostile, period. Paragraph, the family social history. She was born in Louisiana, period. She has a brother living, period. She has a fifth grade education, period. She had worked at St. Joseph Hospital in Ann Arbor as a custodian, period. She's widowed, period. She has a son, period. She's a Baptist faith, period. Paragraph, substance abuse history, non, period. Paragraph, legal problems, non, period. She has a guardian, period. Paragraph, medical history includes hypertension, arthritis, cholelithiasis, cataract, knee surgery by history, hysterectomy by history, breast biopsy by history, period. The patient's medications are as listed the previously, period. Paragraph, the vital signs done at the hospital on 10-1-2013 shows blood pressure of 100 over 57, period. The pulse was 76. Respiration was 18, and the temperature was 98.0, period. The your patient's medications are as listed previously, period. The system review was unremarkable, period. Paragraph, the mental status examination patient. This is a 75-year-old Afro-American female period. She was cooperative period. She was not overtly apprehensive or anxious period. The patient affect was shallow period. Speech was coherent period. The patient denied any hallucinations or delusions period. She allegedly has a history of being extremely paranoid period. She's alert period. Her recent memory is impaired. General information is poor. Insight and judgment is marginal period. Paragraph. The diagnosis of depression, axis 1, the schizophrenia, chronic by history, number 2, rule out schizoaffective disorder, number 3, dementia period, axis 2, is non, axis 3, is hypertension, comma, degenerative joint disease, comma, Parkinson's syndrome, comma, cholelithiasis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, urinary incontinence period, axis 4 is moderate, axis 5 GA score is 35 to 40 period. Paragraph, plan 1, I will continue the current medications for now period. Number 2, I will discontinue the Aricept as some patients may become increasingly agitated on the Aricept period. I will continue the Namenda period. Number 3, the patient is in a combination of typical and atypical antipsychotic medication period. This will be reevaluated period. The patient is also on Xanax for anxiety period. I will reevaluate the medication on an ongoing basis period. Number 4, consent for medication will be obtained from the guardian. Number 5, AIMS testing done. Number 6, medical follow-up. Number 7, current placement is appropriate period. Paragraph, the prognosis is guarded period. Paragraph, thank you and end of dictation.